This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back to Midday Mobile. Joining us from Alta Point, Mary Lee, a psychiatric nurse practitioner with Alta Point Health. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So first of all, I want to talk about this. I heard you on with Dan and Dalton the other day. Tell me about your military background.
So I joined in 2007. I enlisted as a photojournalist in public affairs.
Okay.
So I wanted to do something completely different.
So Army?
Army.
Okay.
And I'm in the Army Reserves. So I enlisted for 6 years in the Reserves and got to tour Iraq and doing that, and then decided to come home and go to nursing school and commission as an Army nurse. So I've been doing that since 2012, and I've been a Army nurse practitioner since 2016.
Okay, so you go in as, what year, you go to Iraq, what year is that?
07, so things were still pretty hot in 07.
Yeah, absolutely. Correct. So you're working doing the public affairs, photojournalist side.
Mm-hmm. I was carrying a weapon and a camera and wasn't sure which one to pull out at which time. So just depending on where we were, I would get to follow a lot of infantry troops or engineers building bridges or just doing a lot of different things. And got to go to a hospital one time and see how the Army medical system works. And that's when I decided that's definitely where I need to be.
Okay, so you go in there as photojournalist, mm-hmm. and then you come out of there going, no, I want to do that job.
I'm going to do that job.
So, Mary, what happened? What did you see there that said, I want to do that?
Just the care that I had seen how the Army forms, or even just all the armed services, form relationships with each other and how close everyone is. But then when you take that and you have an injured service member, whether that be mentally, physically, whatever it may be, and then you have your own people caring for you, it's just a different feeling of commitment to make sure that that person is going to get the care that they need. And there's a different level of understanding when you have someone in the Army or, you know, the military medical team caring for you. They understand what you're going through.
Well, y'all also speak as the family member and a friend of a lot of veterans. Y'all speak another language. Sometimes it's going on like, I'm just going to let y'all talk.
And we do. And so when you're deployed, it's not like a civilian hospital where you can have family come visit or friends or get this meal brought to you. You're literally that person for that patient. You are their family member. You are their caregiver. You are everything to them at that moment.
I mean, you take already the bonds that y'all have, the folks that have served, now mm-hmm. you make it also into a care side. So let's talk about that. So you decide you want to do this. You go through, so you come back out and you kind of invent your life again, right? Because you got to go to nursing school.
I had to start from scratch again. I already had a degree. So I just had to go back and do my degree was in physical education and health promotion. So I already had a lot of the sciences. So I went in and did the nursing school part, and it had been some time, so I had to really do a little crash course back into getting into college life, but it was very much worth it. And I did ROTC during that time just to continue my Army career and then also prepare to be an officer, because nursing is an officer position. Mm-hmm. So I was a student, but I was still a soldier student during college.
So you're back there. I can picture you're back there. So you're doing ROTC, but you've already at this point been deployed.
Right. So they're looking at me. I was a E5 eligible for E6. So I'm already a sergeant. And I walk in to ROTC with a bunch of these freshman cadets who know very limited experience with the military. And I'm wearing a combat patch. And they're looking at me like, where did you come from?
Why are you here?
Who are you? Are you one of the instructors? I always joked and said I was the worst cadet ever because, I had nursing obligations that would keep me out of having to go to class, and I would have to independent study every single class. So it was very hard. I had to independent study all of my military courses while in nursing school. So it was tough. But
that's pretty rigorous, because, I mean, just doing one of those two is also too much for some people.
It was rough. And so they would see me on the weekend trainings, and they would see me to show up for the PT test just to prove I could do the physical aspect. And they're like, who is this person that we see maybe once a month?
But, I mean, you did that, and you obviously came from, not two silos, but the same silo with your education, your military mm-hmm. and the medical side and the nursing and psychiatric, which puts you where you are now, doing what you do now. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about veterans come home and physical issues. People have outward physical issues we can see, but so many more have things we can't see.
Right.
Injuries we can't see. Talk about those.
And a lot of the times they're always connected in most sense. I think when you're in the military and you're on active duty orders, you can push a lot of those emotional and psychiatric issues to the side, because at the end of the day, you have a job to do, whether you feel anxious or depressed about it or whatnot. You still, at the end of the day, you can't really call in sick. You have to go do it. So when you get out, you suddenly have this less obligation in some sense. You know, in the civilian world, you're able to kind of take a step back and look at, okay, what's really going on with me? And a lot of times those chronic pain issues, the knee injuries, the joint injuries, traumatic brain injuries, those can really impact your mental health. And without the mental health driving you to go get the physical taken care of as well, they just play on each other. If you're not taking care of one, you're not taking care of either.
Yeah. And so, people will, you know, that's kind of a word, holistic. I don't know if that's whole, but people go, man, I'll come in here. Nobody has issue if they had a issue with their knee or issue with their arm or stuff like that. And they, heck yeah, I'm going in to get treatment.
Right.
Like, I mean, there's no, like, I'm going to just live with, no, I served, I'm going to get my knee taken, but something going on inside you can't see.
Right.
It's a lot harder.
And that's why we have to do so many screenings now. When you see somebody for a physical issue, of course, you go into any doctor's office now and they're going to do a suicide screening. And because it is so important, it is so related that it's going to be way less common to get a veteran to come in to say, I'm having trouble with these PTSD symptoms. They may not even know what it is. They may know that I'm having these nightmares. I can't sleep. I can't eat. And they're not putting the pieces together to realize this is from something that they, you know, went through overseas or during their career. But if you can get them in there to look at their knee and you can build that rapport and say, okay, well, we can fix your knee. And oh, by the way, you know, we also have these services available. Then they're much more likely to take those services because they already feel comfortable with you.
So give me an example how long that may take. In other words, person comes in for their knee. Maybe the first time you ask them, they don't. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Is it the first time they go, yeah, that's right, I need to talk to, you know, someone about counseling? Or is it like the second or third time? You know,
it depends on how long it takes to win them over. If they if they feel comfortable with you.
And you being a vet.
And me being a vet. You know, I will always tell people, you kind of see the wall go down a little bit. If you can say, I'm a veteran too. Where did, you know, just ask them. Even if you're not a veteran, just ask simple questions like, where did you serve? What was your job that you did? Just show a little bit of interest so that they feel like you at least want to make a connection. Even if you don't understand the exact things they did, you can make that connection and then say, you know, well, how did that affect you if you were in the Navy and you were on a ship for 6 months? You know, how did that affect you being away from your family? And that can lead into
great question.
You know, just assessing how they're doing now, being back with their family, and how are they getting along? And before you know it, you've got the rapport built, and you can offer services and say, you know, would you be interested in talking to somebody about that to maybe help you navigate that transition a little bit better? Because you don't want to, you don't hit them with just, do you want to see a psychiatric provider?
Right, because everybody's going, no.
Right, can I put you with somebody that maybe can help you with that transition that's been with it through it before?
Sounds a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot more appealing.
Right. I would say yes to that.
All right. So we'll close out here. What message you want to share with the veterans that may have been putting off this care for the physical or the mental health?
My message would be just don't be afraid to reach out. There are so many more resources now than there were in previous war times. I think the population has really rallied around the veterans now and really wants to see them be successful. And a lot of people are willing to help, whether it's, you know, Alta Point or other agencies. We've seen the importance of veteran health, and that's why Alta Point's getting involved. So this, you know, typically would be maybe just through the VA, but it's such a big issue now that we have to have everyone involved and everyone understand what the struggles are to really give the appropriate care.
And just like I think every veteran I know, y'all continue to serve. Mary Lee not only served our country in that capacity, now serving it here homeside. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for having me.